most stories, this one starts with a couple and a tragedy. In some versions, a young sailor had just come ashore after 2 years at sea, and his first, greatest desire was to see his fiancée. The young man rushed south towards Charleston to see his sweetheart, and in his excitement, he took a shortcut down an unfamiliar road. His rush was not simply due to eagerness, but because a massive storm was headed ashore, and he wanted to arrive before travel would become impossible. Unfortunately, he and his horse stumbled into the marshes and tumbled into quicksand-like pluff mud in his hasty journey. One of his fellow soldiers who survived the trip traveled on to Charleston, where he told the young man's fiance that had been waiting anxiously for him that he had unfortunately passed away. The girl was heartbroken and fell into a deep depression. She often chose to avoid human company and would mourn alone, taking long walks on the beach at her family's second home on Pawley Island, South Carolina. It was on one of these slow, sorrowful strolls that the young woman raised her eyes to see a familiar figure on the horizon. His gray cloak shrouded his features, but his gait and body language told her that this was her lost love. Her heart sprung into her throat, causing her to forget, for just a moment, that this was impossible. I imagine the pain hit her like a hammer when she realized that she could see right through him. He warned her that she needed to leave the island immediately. A dangerous storm was headed to South Carolina, and her life was in danger. There was no saying how she convinced her family that what she had seen was real and not the product of a broken heart and a grieving mind, but convince them she did, and by the time the hurricane struck Pawley's the next day, she and her family were safely inland. They returned to their home to discover that it alone had survived the fury of the sea. Another version of the story also has a young woman walking the beach alone, longing for her fiancé. But in this origin story, the girl's true love was a Civil War soldier. Because of the war raging around them, the girl was surprised to find her sweetheart on the beach, where he again warned her that she and her family must leave Pawley's Island immediately. Her family and their home were saved by this warning, but when she wrote to the soldier to express her gratitude, she received a letter in return that stated that the man who had saved her, the love of her life, had passed away in battle 2 weeks before he gave her the ominous warning. Whichever version of the story that you subscribe to, from that point on, the gray man of Pawley's Island would arrive before every major storm hit the island. It's part of what's called the Strand, a chain of barrier islands between the South Carolina coast and the ocean at large. He may appear on the island or the surrounding areas, but is always cloaked in gray and is described as looking like an old pirate or old soldier. Old here meaning that his clothes were old-fashioned, not that the man himself was old. He's nearly always see-through and tends to fade away like mist if you try to touch him. Should you see the gray man, it is in your best interest to move inland immediately. Those who do not only save their lives, but their property from the devastation of a hurricane. The story became famous outside of South Carolina when Jim and Kara Moore were interviewed about their interaction with the spirit on Unsolved Mysteries in 1990. They claimed to have seen him right before Hurricane Hugo, and their home was saved when they took his advice and fled Pawley's Island. Before that same storm, a honeymooning couple was awakened by a frantic knock at their door at 5 a.m. A man in a gray coat told them that a hurricane was on its way and they needed to leave, only to vanish before their eyes. The couple left, and when they returned, they were stunned to find that while most of the island had been flattened by the storm and even the local sandbar had been torn in half, their honeymoon getaway had survived unharmed. Their beach towels even still hung cheerfully from the back porch where they had forgotten them. Like a banshee, the gray man does not cause any harm himself, but is a dark and terrifying warning of disaster to come. As Pawley resident 23-year-old Ryan Fontaine put it, "It's always something you hear people bring up. He's a friendly entity, not that it's a good thing to see him, but when someone does claim to see him, it gives us locals an idea of what we're dealing with." The most recent sighting of him was right before Hurricane Florence in 2018. There are even people who claim to have caught him on camera. The internet made it much easier for locals who spotted the man to get a word out that the storm was serious and everyone should leave. These people claim that they owe their safety to the gray man of Pawley Island. But what do you think? If you saw this mysterious gentleman, would you dismiss it as sleep deprivation and superstition? Or would you book it inland? I would love to hear your opinion. And I do think it's interesting, whereas in a lot of the stories like this, the person themselves is saved. Apparently heeding the gray man's words also saves your property, which is very, very interesting. Or in the case of the honeymooning couple, it's probably someone else's property, right? So it's very, very important to follow the advice of the gray man and get off the island. It's really, really interesting too that the locals will often dismiss actual weather reports from meteorologists and only really truly decide that it's time to leave the island if somebody, anybody, spots the gray man. And what's funny is since his arrival, you know, back around the Civil War era when people started seeing the gray man, because more and more people have been taking his advice to get off from the island, there have been fewer and fewer casualties during hurricanes, even when those hurricanes are like Hugo and absolutely enormous. They're the first hurricane that he was spotted warning people about killed almost 2,000 people. And yet in some of the more recent ones, the numbers are closer to 5 or 6. Could this be because people are listening to the warning of the gray man? I don't know. Maybe more people are evacuating because we have the better ability to communicate when a large storm is coming and to anticipate just how devastating it'll be. Could be a combination of these things, but for the people on Pawley's Island, South Carolina, one of the southernmost islands of the Strand, they credit their recent higher survival rate to the gray man and the fact that he's come to be better known, and that people now with the internet can spread it around when somebody sees the gray man. It's not just the one or two people that have seen him that survived, but they can let everybody know on the island pretty quickly, hey, we saw that guy, we need to go. So, I don't know, it could be a combination of these things. It's hard to say for sure, you know, especially with small local tales, but this one was so interesting that even though it's a pretty benevolent spirit, I did want to go ahead and talk about it here on Southern Fried Storytime and see what you guys think, and if where you're from has any local legends similar to the story of the gray man. I just thought it was so interesting and almost kind of charming, because it's kind of a sweet story that even after he passed away, he wanted to protect his sweetheart. And I kind of like it. So thank you so much for tuning in today. As always, I hope that you guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend and enjoy the sunshine. I hope it's starting to get warmer wherever you're at. We're starting to break off winter here. We're in that kind of sketchy phase where you'll have a couple days that are really warm and then a couple days that are a little chilly. So I've still got a couple sweaters out, but I've got my shorts out too. So, you know, haven't quite put away the winter stuff because I do get an occasional chilly day, but for the most part, it's starting to warm up down here. Thank you so much again, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and can't wait to talk to you again next week about more stories from the South, be they spooky, spiritual, or just kind of vaguely interesting. I also like to cover a lot of history here, so just kind of interesting bits and pieces from the South, and especially South Carolina. Have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to seeing you again.